One out of five transgender homicides nationwide this year have been in Jacksonville. The deaths and a public outcry over police handling of the investigations have led to policy changes and the creation of an LGBT liaison team within the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. Since February, four transgender women have been shot in Jacksonville, three of them fatally, and many LGBTQ advocates have been critical of JSO's handling of the cases. That's why they're gathering at Florida State College at Jacksonville downtown on Thursday evening, awaiting the chance to speak to Sheriff Mike Williams.
Why don't you guys apologize to the transgender community?
Paige Mahogany Parks is one of several advocates who have criticized JSO's publicly identifying the shooting victims as men and using their legal names instead of their chosen names. JSO has said it IDs victims based on the medical examiner's report. End of story. But Williams tells WJCT that part of the policy is evolving. A recent JSO news release mentioned, quote, a transgender victim and listed several names she had used.
There was nothing that we would do intentionally to try to disrespect the victim. I think it was maybe potentially just a lack of sensitivity on our part to address it that way. So after the fact, some of the other cases, follow-up cases, again, there's an investigative benefit to identifying someone by the way that they were identified in the community.
Although he says officers don't know how someone identifies when they're found dead. Introducing four members of the new liaison team on Thursday, Williams says he hopes they'll help keep the dialogue going. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.